And a good morning. Welcome to our Bird Notes for this Sunday morning. Europeans have a longer tradition of bird watching than Americans, obviously. Centuries of looking and listening to birds on the continent has resulted in odes to skylarks and nightingales and bawdy folk songs about the cuckoo. But America has the wood warblers, and our friends in the Old World have every right to exhibit some sort of ornithological envy, their long birding traditions notwithstanding. The wood warblers of the family Parulidae are the jewels of our avian fauna, the butterflies of the bird world. And each spring, in late April and early May, in our area, they move through the greening trees, a parade of color and design unmatched anywhere, according to many people. Our warblers are not related to the drab Old World warblers. The designation wood warblers is thus more accurate. Nor do they warble, for that matter. Indeed, the wood warblers' songs are not particularly musical, mostly weak, buzzy sounds that can be confusingly similar. But these birds do not make their mark by singing. It is their appearance, especially in the spring, in full breeding dress, that makes them so attractive. Distinctive and bright designs in gray and black and blue and red and yellow, especially yellow, flitting through the budding trees, makes warbler watching one of the more exciting and rewarding birding endeavors. The predominant color of these birds, at least to my eye, is yellow, but that word conveys very little information. In this case, the yellows of warblers are many and varied and must be seen to be appreciated. And those colors at this time of year are even brighter and more alive than the pictures in the bird books. That said, we'll talk a little bit about warbler yellows anyway this morning. We can start with the yellow warbler, which is the only one that is all yellow, with a few reddish streaks on the male's sides for contrast. Bright bits of sunshine they are among the branches. In the wooded swamps around Stumpy Lake, for example, is the prothonotary warbler, with a distinctive deep golden-orange yellow to the head and breast, all the brighter against the dark green and shadows of the swamps. One of the earliest arriving warblers, the yellow-throated warbler, is aptly named, with a bright lemon-yellow throat, limned in black. The prairie warbler, one of the earliest to arrive, has a distinctive song and a bright yellow throat and breast with broken black stripes on the face and sides to provide some contrast. The bright, almost glowing yellow cheek of the black-throated green warbler is as distinctive as its sleepy call. The yellow throat, not to be confused with the yellow-throated warbler, the yellow throat and the hooded warbler offer a sunshine yellow against black masks on the head, very distinctive. Even the black-polled warbler, which brings up the rear in the warbler parade, and whose high, wispy song is very distinctive, even the blackpoll, that harbinger of the end of the migration, with nary a yellow feather, sports some yellow on its legs. And so a short list of warbler yellows this morning, to be seen in the spring, before they're taken north with the yellow sun by these distinctive little birds each springtime.